And that is a key theme of the book, that none of these struggles are really separate, that it actually matters that we are.
Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 ACRA.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Christopher Funkhauser and Amy Huffnagel in the Hudson Valley, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service DOA newscast for Independence Day, July the 4th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. First to Washington State, where they're receiving nearly $90 million in federal infrastructure funding from the Biden administration. The details now from Eric Tigetoff.
The funds were distributed by the Rebuilding American Infrastructure with Sustainability and Equity, or RAISE program, and will boost 8 projects in Washington. One recipient is the Kitsap County Public Transportation Authority, which is using the grant money to upgrade its transportation hub and clean up its bus fleet. Head of Kitsap Transit John Clausen says they're constructing a full-service maintenance facility, and not only to work on their diesel buses.
Also, we're in the transition phase of converting all of our buses to battery electric buses, as well as we're exploring and wanting to move into the hydrogen fuel cell technology.
The project is receiving $17 million from the RAISE program. It will help Kitsap Transit in its goal of a fully electrified fleet by 2050.
The RAISE program is distributing funds from the infrastructure law passed in 2021. The Washington State projects were part of a larger announcement from the U.S. Transportation Department concerning at least 150 projects across the nation. Meantime, Hurricane Beryl was roaring by Jamaica Wednesday, bringing fierce winds and heavy rain after the powerful Category 4 storm killed at least 6 people and caused significant damage in the Southeast Caribbean. That from the Associated Press. They report a hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica, Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac. Beryl was forecast to weaken slightly over the next day or two, but still be at or near major hurricane strength. The Hurricane Center forecast next up is the Mexico-Yucatan Peninsula. And a University of Nevada, Las Vegas law professor says the conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court has issued major decisions that have dramatically changed the country's legal landscape.
David Orntliger says the court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and its constitutional right to an abortion over 2 years ago was a pivotal moment in history. Former President Donald Trump has taken credit for placing 3 conservative justices on the court, which helped delegate the issue of abortion to states. Orntliger says it's unknown how many appointments a president may be dealt, which can be unsettling.
It's unpredictable, which is a reason why one common reform proposal is to say, instead of having justices serve for life, have them serve 18 years, and every 2 years, one justice's term will expire, so we'll know that every president will get 2 appointments.
I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
4 of the current justices on the bench will be in their 70s in 2025 when the next president takes office. This is Public News Service. Next to Pennsylvania, where the state budget is overdue, having missed the Sunday deadline. the Chesapeake Bay Foundation is asking state lawmakers and the governor to ensure that it includes dedicated funding for the Agriculture Conservation Assistance Program, or ACAP. More from the Keystone State and our Danielle Smith.
Since it launched in early 2023, ACAP has completed more than 280 projects statewide to reduce pollution from farming. Chesapeake Bay's Foundation Pennsylvania Executive Director Julia Krall says the historic investment made a few years ago needs to continue. She says ACAP and the Clean Streams Fund protect every Pennsylvanian's right to clean air and water.
The Clean Streams Fund helps to fund programs throughout the state that deal with agricultural practices, acid mine drainage, and stormwater runoff. And every single person in the state of Pennsylvania deals with those things around their homes, around their places of work, in their communities.
Krall points out the funding has also enabled conservation groups to develop workforce training programs, fostering a new sector of employment that supports farm conservation. At issue now is where the funding will come from. Krall points out in the last state budget, the General Assembly used American Rescue Plan funds of $220 million to create the Clean Streams Fund, which helped the State Conservation Commission launch ACAP in early 2023.
Krall adds the Clean Streams Fund for ACAP offers the state's first ever agricultural cost-sharing program. Finally, our Tremel Gomes lets us know free summer camps focused on STEM and other career paths help boost the career goals for young people in the agricultural community of Immokalee.
Florida Gulf Coast University has teamed up with the Immokalee Foundation to offer a series of free educational camps for underserved youth in the region. The initiative includes a STEM camp for middle schoolers and four high school camps focused on business management and entrepreneurship, education and human services, engineering and construction management, and healthcare. Noemi Perez is the president and CEO of the Immokalee Foundation.
When you take a community and individuals who are just surviving and giving their students, their children, this type of opportunity, it creates such a huge impact, not only for the family, but also for the community as a whole.
In its final week, students pitch their ideas to judges, like on the popular show Shark Tank. The competitive program serves about 1,300 Immokalee students per year. Perez says 100% of participants graduate high school and attend a post-secondary institution.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting off your 4th of July with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform, and you can always find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, July 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Medusa to 70 in Kinderhook. Air quality will inch into medium territory today. It is going to be messy. Random light rain may pass through this morning. This afternoon it gets a bit more organized and has chances for thunder between noon and 4 p.m. A high temperature of 82 happens at 4. Rain will take a break after midnight. We get a low of 89 degrees just after sun up on Friday. We'll see a dry morning and a rainy, possibly stormy afternoon. We get a high of 87 at 3 p.m. Overnight, storms continue and we see a low of 73. Saturday, rain all day, high of 89. Dew points in the mid-70s will make it oppressively humid. Sorry, folks. Sunday, things dry out and we get a high of 86. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:06 a.m., low tide at 9:02 a.m., high tide again at 2:39 p.m., then low tide once again at 8:56 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 66 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:20 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 325 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. As we do seem to be getting into the solar maximum, expect that pattern a lot. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 182. And this has been the better weather for Independence Day. brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Then I'm just, there's good news. Good evening.
Steve!
Happy Independence Day, WGXC listeners. Hey! Woo! Make your voices heard. Thank you for blowing out everybody's speakers, Matthew.
Anytime, champagne.
Yeah. Hi there, Sean Mack.
Hello.
This is the Campo Hudson Radio Group. We're wishing you a happy 4th of July on Independence Day in the USA. And we thought, hey,
Wendy.
4th of July, not always, but usually has big memories of times past, and I wanted to ask you all here. We've got Kelly, Sean Mack, and Matthew, and myself, Michael, from Campbell Hudson, and we wanted to talk about memories from the 4th of July, past memories. So what was yours? We were talking earlier, Sean. What's one of your big memories from 4th of July?
I would say, like, spending time with family and I don't know, I was probably like 8 years old. I saw like the fireworks at the Clifton Park Commons like ground.
Albany, you mean? Or
well, both actually.
Where's the Common Park?
It's in Clifton Park.
Oh, Clifton Park. I misunderstood. Okay. Clifton Park and then also Albany. You would go between the two?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it just mostly the fireworks or was the big highlight or I don't know? The building up to it, waiting for it to get dark.
Yeah, like that too. And
yeah.
Like sometimes just like spending the time with like family and like eating food, like hot dogs, hamburgers.
Eating tons of cotton candy, right? Yeah. Yum, yum, yum.
Unhealthy.
Well, but that's the point though. Pink or purple cotton candy? Did you ever have purple cotton candy, Kelly? Or like it was like a bright blue. Have you had that?
Sean? Yeah, the blue.
Bright blue cotton candy. Yeah, it's pretty. I don't know. I can't remember the last time I had it. I'm sure it's one of the most unhealthy things ever created. But my memory is they had these glow sticks. I'm sure there's different things now. This is in the 80s when I was back in the Midwest. But you would buy these green glow sticks. And you would snap it, and then it would turn green. But you would wait till it got dark, and you'd have like it'd have a little string or rope around it, so that it could dangle like a necklace. And then you just have this green thing hanging. And then the fireworks would come at whatever 9:07 in the evening. But that's my memory, is just running around with that green glow stick. But what about Matthew?
My memory about happy 4th of July holiday in Brooklyn, New York City, on a rooftop with Andrew, my oldest brother, his girlfriend Lindsay, mom and dad, watching fireworks, watching over on people's heads. We can't see very well, but there's a four skies with four fireworks. There's one fireworks sent to the sky, a second fireworks on the right side of the sky, another fireworks on the left side is a big rooftop fireworks marathon. Is so freaking good. It sounded like thunderstorms.
And they might have been singing this song?
No.
No? What song were they singing? This was one you requested. Was this the Twilight, the Glass Gleam?
Well,
that's a great story, though.
But I will send you a link. My all-time favorite marching band from Dad. and we were sent to you.
Okay.
This is Childish Songs.
The one that you requested is Childish. Okay.
You put a bug by mistake.
Yes. I got a bug bite from Golden Boy.
It's called Blogger Band.
Thank you. And what about Kelly? 4th of July memories?
This is kind of a funny one. Years ago, we have this tradition where our family used to meet on the beach at Key Biscayne, where we used to have a tan house there, and
where is this again? In Florida or
yeah?
Okay,
Miami. So what we did every year was we would gather on the beach and watch the fireworks, but
right.
I really cannot stand the fireworks. So when the first big clap of fireworks came on, I got up from the sand, ran across to the gate, flew the gate open, slammed it, and then ran across the driveway that we had there. It was like a small driveway with pools, and so I ran across the driveway and flew our sliding glass door open, and then closed it, and I turned the our TV up to top volume so I wouldn't hear it.
And so the bombs weren't bursting in air for you. No. They were bursting outside, away from the air. Yeah.
What'd you think about that one, Tom?
Even though we're on the air right now.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, sorry.
This is a song that, Kelly, you like a lot. That God Bless the USA. Lee Greenwood. Yeah, as you have memories of that song, is that from childhood or?
Well, no? That's when I usually hear the Greenport, one of the bands at Dusk to Dawn does a version to that song. They did it. Last week.
Dusk to Dawn. Okay. Is that a local band? No, wait. Dusk to Dawn. I don't know. Would like to hear that. So very cool. We want to wish you all happy Independence Day on the 4th of July, and we hope you have a fun and safe holiday. WGXC 90.7 FM.
Thank you. Thank you, WGXC listeners. Enjoy happy 4th of July memories. And to you, I am Matthew Wynn Harrington, Kelly Amicon, Sean McDonald, and Michael Patrick Hoy. Thank you, W90.7, WGXC Open Ears. Live by life. Thank you, happy holiday.
Far amber waves of grain. Thank you.
biscuit, and your dog refused to look at it. So I got drunk and looked at the Empire State Building. It was no bigger than a nickel.
Casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore, chasing all them silly New York virgins by the score. Love me tonight, for I
pieces. Oh, they tramp the streets or get busted for sleeping on the beach all night. Them boys in their high heels. Ah, oh, Sandy, their skins are so white. And me, I just got tired of hanging in them dusty arcades, banging them pleasure machines, chasing the factory girls underneath the boardwalk, where they all promised to unsnap her jeans. And you know that tilt-a-whirl down on the South Beach drag, I got on it last night and my shirt got caught. And they kept me spinning, bitch. Didn't think I'd ever get on. That waitress I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore. She worked that joint under the boardwalk. She was always the girl you saw bopping down the beach with the radio. The kids say last night she was dressed like a star in one of them cheap little seaside bars. And I saw her parked with Loverboy out on the Kokomo. Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do? For me, this boardwalk life's through, babe. You ought to quit this scene, too. The world is rising behind us. This feels a carnival life forever. Ooh, love me tonight, and I promise I'll love you forever. Oh, I mean it, Sandy girl.
Given the heat that we've been having in the capital region of late, some of you may be heading out to the beach. And Lori Dreyer, the head of the Lansingburg branch of Troy Public Library, is here to give you some suggestions of easy reads to stick in your tote bag for the beach. Lori, welcome back to Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you, Bria. It's so nice to be here. And easy is right. I have to say, if you don't know what a beach read is, I can tell you, according to the website Black Girl Nerds, a good beach read leaves you feeling content and not too heartbroken over a character's plight, which I thought was a great way of putting it.
Black Girl Nerds. I love the name of the site.
Yes, that is where I got a lot of these suggestions, although not all of them. And these are all things that are at the library right now that you can come in and borrow immediately.
Terrific. So let's get started. What's the first one?
Well, the first one is called Summer on the Bluffs by Sunny Hostin. She is a co-host on The View, so a lot of your listeners may know who she is. I will read a little summary. Welcome to Oak Bluffs. The picturesque town on Martha's Vineyard is a mecca for the creme de la creme of Black society. Black people have lived in this pretty slip of the vineyard since the 1600s and began buying property in the 1800s, making this posh town the embodiment of old money. See, I already learned something. I didn't even know this. But this summer on the Bluffs is a little different. Amma is moving to the south of France to reunite with her college sweetheart. She is going to give her beautiful beach house to one of her goddaughters, and she has invited all three of them to spend the summer with her the way that they did when they were kids. Each of these women wants the house desperately, but each is also grappling with a secret that they fear will make them lose Amma's approval and the house. So this is the first in a series. So far, Hostin has only written the first two in the series, though I suspect she has more on the way. The second book in the series is called Summer in Sag Harbor. And it sounds just like the kind of perfect beach read. You know, you can sit and just kind of read it and not worry too much about the characters.
So it's a beach read set on a beach.
Precisely. That's the best kind. So the second one is by Jasmine Guillory. So some of your listeners may know Jasmine Guillory from her The Wedding Proposal. No, I'm sorry. It was just called The Proposal, which was a really popular book a couple years ago. This one that I'm recommending today is called Drunk on Love. Margot Noble needs some relief from the stress of running the family winery with her brother. Enter Luke. Sexy, charming, and best of all, in the too small world of Napa Valley, a stranger. The chemistry between them is undeniable, and Margot is delighted that she lucked into the perfect one-night stand she'll never have to see again. That is, until the winery's newest hire, Luke, walks in the next morning. Margot is determined to keep things purely professional. So you have to read the rest to see what happens. And this one has such a lovely, beautiful cover, too. It's very striking. Orange and red, explosion looking. So that one's, I'm very much looking forward to reading that. I really enjoyed The Proposal.
And the name again is Drunk on Love by Jasmine Guillory, Guillory. Somehow the Remington Steele episode set in a winery where they found a body in one of the big vats came to mind. I take it there's no bodies in a vat in this.
I don't think so. But you'll have to read it to find out.
Okay, so Summer on the Bluffs, Drunk on Love, and the third one?
The third one is called Honey and Spice by Bolu Babalola. Sharp-tongued Kiki Banjo has just made a huge mistake. As an expert in relationship evasion and the host of the popular student radio show Brown Sugar, she's made it her mission to make sure that the women of Whitewell University do not fall into the mess of situationships, players, and heartbreak. But, of course, when Kiki kisses Malachi Corady, the guy she just publicly denounced as the waste man of Whitewell in front of every Blackwellian on campus, she finds her show at risk. Kiki and Malachi are soon embroiled in a fake relationship to try and salvage both of their reputations and save their futures. Kiki has never surrendered to her heart before, and a player like Malachi won't be the one to change that, no matter how charming he is or how electric their connection feels. So,
that's a fun one.
And that's Honey and Spice by Bolu Babalola, B-A-B-A-L-O-L-A. And?
And the last one sounds so fun to me. It's called The Accidental Pinup by Danielle Jackson. And I have to say, the cover of this one is also just really great. It's a woman sitting on a chair, holding a camera, just looking very, very sassy. And, I mean, how can you not want to read a book like that? So the book is about Cassie Harris. She loves being a professional photographer and owning her own photography business. Her best friend Dana is about to launch her own dreamy lingerie line, and she wants Cassie to shoot and direct the national campaign. So a pretty big deal. But company politics and Dana's pregnancy interfere, and Cassie finds herself not behind the camera, but in front of it. Though she's never modeled herself, Cassie is pretty confident in her ability to show off lingerie. What she's not sure of, though, is whether she can work so intimately with the chosen photographer, who happens to be her longtime competitor in the Chicago photography scene, Reed Montgomery. Of course, it turns out that their chemistry is undeniable on set, and feelings can develop faster than film.
Film, what's that?
Right? Oh, but it sounds so fun.
Okay, and that's The Accidental Pinup by Danielle Jackson. Those are the four beach reads, and I see you have another book for us. Not quite a beach read?
It is a beach read. I found it to be a really fun and quick and easy read. I mean, fun isn't the right word, but it was a provocative read. It's called When No One Is Watching. It is by Alyssa Cole, and some of your listeners may know Cole's name because she's a well-known romance writer. This book, however, is a step outside of that. This is a thriller. And this is about a woman named Sydney Green who has lived in Brooklyn. She was born and raised in Brooklyn in this one neighborhood. And the neighborhood, she's noticed, has started to change a lot. And so she's got new neighbors coming in. She makes a connection with one of her neighbors called Theo. And together, her and Theo figure out what's going on in their neighborhood. Why is it changing so significantly? Because these aren't just minor changes. These are like people disappearing changes. Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
People disappearing. Ooh. Okay. And that is When No One Is Watching by Alyssa Cole, C-O-L-E. Great. And while we're here at the library, maybe you can give us an update on what's happening with the renovations. Downstairs, it used to be open where you could see that everything was being torn apart in what had been the children's room. And now there's a beautiful temporary wall with a mural on it. But I suspect there's a lot of work going on behind that mural.
There is indeed. And some of it's not happening exactly in that room, but it is happening around that room. First of all, the mural was just recently completed by Emma Rinaldi, a well-known painter in the area who does pet portraits, and they're just lovely. One of my employees got one of his cat. It was amazing. And so we were really lucky for her to come in and do this mural. The mural is not, I will warn you, it is not of a cat. There are no cats in the mural, but it is really lovely. And so I recommend everybody come down and take a look at it. As far as the renovations, getting the room back up and running, we are working on that. We are currently writing some grants and looking for outside monies to try and get the room revamped and put back to rights.
So if you're still in the fundraising stage, it's not going to be for a little while.
Unfortunately, no. This summer, we've definitely decided that the room will remain closed, which, of course, impacts our programming space. So our summer reading program is a little bit smaller than it generally is. But soon, it will be back if I have anything to say about it, I assure you.
Okay, thanks again. And that's Laurie Dreyer, the manager of the Lansingburg branch of the Troy Public Library, and it is located at
27 114th Street, and we are just down the street from Snowman Ice Cream. So come get an ice cream and visit the library.
Or maybe switch that order so you're not dripping ice cream on everything. Thank you so much, Lori. It's great to see you again.
Oh, thank you, Brea. It's so good to see you, too.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We cannot forget his record and what he's been able to do. We cannot forget how he has been able to deliver for the American people for almost 4 years. That matters, too.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says it's valid for people to ask President Joe Biden if he should leave the race after a poor debate performance, but that's not the only thing that matters. Biden said he won't step back from the race, but will redouble his efforts to win in November. Post-debate polls show 6 out of 7 Americans think Biden is too old for another term. Vice President Kamala Harris has been top of mind for many Democrats looking for a replacement, but polls show her losing to former President Donald Trump. Speaking on the Stephen A. Smith Show, California attorney Areva Martin says Democrats have to reach a mature consensus on who they want.
Joe Biden is not just the president. There's a whole team of people. There's an administration. So if Joe Biden, when he gets reelected, which my prediction is that he will, he brings with him Kamala Harris, the most diverse administration in the history of this country.
A new Reuters Ipsos poll shows former First Lady Michelle Obama is the only person to beat Trump, which she does soundly. At the end of the controversial term, the Supreme Court has ruled that presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for official acts, and it profoundly undermined the authority of federal agencies. Jeffrey Rosen with the National Constitution Center warns politicizing the courts is a threat to democracy. He compares the way Trump reacted to being found guilty in his hush money trial to Biden's reaction to the High Court's presidential immunity ruling and says they need to avoid eroding the rule of law.
By President Trump after his criminal conviction when he attacked the jury and the prosecution, and by President Biden when he criticized this decision, although he did not criticize the legitimacy of the courts. He accepted the ruling but said that he strongly disagreed with it.
The court rejected a case on pollution from an Idaho mine. The mine operator was challenging a $150,000 punishment for polluting the South Fork of the Clearwater River. Jonathan Oppenheimer with the Idaho Conservation League says water quality would have suffered if the court had overturned the fine.
It can impact fisheries habitat as well as the insects that grow and develop in the water and on the rocks that they are disturbing that then feed the fish and other aquatic species.
Advocates are calling for the reinstatement of a program allowing detained immigrants 500 free minutes of phone calls per month. Immigration and Customs Enforcement recently cut off free domestic and international calls because the program's pandemic-era funding ran out. But Karim Golding with Freedom to Thrive says the phone calls are a lifeline for people in detention.
Absent these phones, how would we know that rights are being violated? How would we know if nobody has the ability to communicate?
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello and welcome to the Better Weather for Thursday, July 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 62 degrees in Medusa to 70 in Kinderhook. Air quality will inch into medium territory today. It is going to be messy. Random light rain may pass through this morning. This afternoon it gets a bit more organized and has chances for thunder between noon and 4 p.m. A high temperature of 82 happens at 4. Rain will take a break after midnight. We get a low of 89 degrees just after sun up on Friday. We'll see a dry morning and a rainy, possibly stormy afternoon. We get a high of 87 at 3 p.m. Overnight, storms continue and we see a low of 73. Saturday, rain all day, high of 89. Dew points in the mid-70s will make it oppressively humid. Sorry, folks. Sunday, things dry out and we get a high of 86. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:06 a.m., low tide at 9:02 a.m., high tide again at 2:39 p.m., then low tide once again at 8:56 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 66 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 8:20 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:22 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 325 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently okay below 4 MHz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. As we do seem to be getting into the solar maximum, expect that pattern a lot. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 182, and this has been the Better Weather for Independence Day, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Fire ground.